the Lord of all things brought to them, through to them of my blood, the land of the call of Father is Jacob. And I was suggesting that the all things are done for the age. Even the fact that we say friends and they come about the association of the mind, they are separate from all to us, but rather than speaking up. And the one for our court is one of the four, our next in estimating to the discipline of the all of this estimate, the inquiry of the inquiry, he led to the first one among many. I think it was four, two of the ones he called, and it's explanatory because to the discipline of the all of this estimate. That's just in the role of the part to the discipline estimate, then we also call the inquiry of the all of this estimate. The all of this estimate, I have that, faith, more knowledge, investigation, calling, and justification. These are what is required.
Even if you can't let it, I was sure that there was purpose in the mind of God in all his dealings, wouldn't there? Mm-hmm. Building up to this verse.
So do you think that the life of a broken man is even?
In Genesis 50, it says, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, or another way, God woke unto good.
Well, I think that possibly you might be in a different line of thought to me. I believe that what will happen here is God's heart, strength, and perspective in the seven commandments. What we have of this kind of thing. The thing we do from the of God working out of the great comfort, not in the interfere of what relationship is to us. Along these lines, the time of the past, the talk of the peace of the divine true glory and the divine predestination. First, past true glory and predestination require and confusion. And that will come to me in future glory. He also glorified. And I think that what in this Arab means that in terms of the past and the present and the future, we go not only into the destination of the past, or in terms of the future, and the future glory that may be. In Genesis 35, that a snake, man, and a ring among your members. God in the land of taking on your mind. God, you do well. Now, here is the scene in God within us. One close time. You didn't give me no sign. You didn't know you did not. I got a purpose for you. Now we shall fulfill anything else. It is not in it for no time. Now, the even the making of time is a purpose for you. God is sitting on his own side. And the other part, all the same, you can find within it. So come to that in a moment with the expression, then that not God, was trying to sort out all things working with them through. What about this expression, then that not God? Is it possible here laying down conditions? Do we have a differentiation here in Christians? Then that not God? Not really.
Things in it are led by the Spirit of God as the Lord of God.
Why? No, sorry?
Same thing.
No, I don't think it's a bit different. And we're dealing with that as many of us led by the Spirit of God. We are sons of God. I pointed out in that connection that the death of Adam was led. And what we want to do is that being led by the Spirit of God makes you. For I am not saved. I am by faith among the sons of God. What are the messages of God that make me what I have to do? We're all the sons of God, those are all the sons of God. But we do, I will let God do it. But what the message of here, he just as I look at the world, but then to our God. But apart from his next statement, it becomes very clear. Let's say you return to your way, you will come to that in a minute. But apart from the next statement, you need to just be concerned. But here's something that in great determination. And in fact, it is the context that we said in the Romans. Paul said in chapter 5, verse 10, for it's when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God. Well, we're only the enemy of God. That was true when we were enemies. Now, we're of God. Let's remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the apostle writes from the same thing that which God hath prepared for men that are him. And these things are not just prepared for the few. They're prepared for every son of God. You there and then but not him. Let's remember in 1 Corinthians 8 verse 8, the apostle mentioned this, if any man wants God, the same is known for him, which must include every son of God. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 24, the apostle says, greater than all them that love our Lord Jesus, in his service, the love of Lord Jesus in him. But then that love God is not a class among the lost people. It embraces all who belong to God. Then the brother knowledge the rest of Canada. The next stage is to serve this. But all the believers can do is to bear brothers according to God. And all who know Christ, that we call according to God. And there, of course, is what we're speaking of the effectual call of God. And the effectual call of God, it pushes it in the heart.
This interpretation you're given,
I guess it's right,
that there's a lot of abuse this word for a good many years.
Some of the kind of confusion in all of this couple of us, as long as they really arise with an opportunity.
You see, I knew an old sister, she always said this is her rocking chair, you know. All that. The boy comes in and says, well, you better get into your rocking chair because all the chickens are dead. Evidently, that isn't the right interpretation.
No, I got that it's not here. Now, what I believe is this. All things are present function to it. Prolonging examination in the mind. Calling justification in the mind. Glorification to it. All things are working together. And what are you going to follow? Sheep and wolves. Not a sentence. And for that, the land of not God and taking all God's people.
More interesting, the use of the word call here, the adding to the government.
Well, tell me, Father,
I think that in the parable of the wedding garment, what the Lord said in relation to the man who refused the wedding garment. He said, for many are called, but few chosen. The two things are not written there. But here, the call and the invitation and the calling is together. They chose. How do I know I'm chosen that I'll be the gospel? That's as far as I'm concerned. It's all for you then. Never gets to come before the Lord.
That's why I define this here as not the general call, but the exception. The exception of all of this. You do not mean from the mind, the muscle. It's called the body of purpose. But then the mechanism says, what is God's purpose? Well, that has all the meaning. God's purpose, that is the mind. It's always the obvious thing of the purpose of God. I don't think you will ever hear that sure. But there's only one part. In all of the rest of our happiness. And what is that purpose here? The purpose of God's call. If there are people who respond to the end of the sun, that this one might live up long among such many others. There's a purpose that is a life form. The purpose of the end of the sun. They call from the first one among many brothers.
That means, brother, wherever you look in heaven, you'll see Christ.
Well,
what does it say? Look at Gideon asked him, what kind of man were you to do? He said, he wanted to resemble the son of a king.
Well, the man from this is not possible to stand in your name. It is God. It is God in this sense, God is going to make us like a stone. God is a grand energy God. He made us like a stone. But it is great in this sense that the length of the first bottom of any time. God is divine greatness. I like this next one of Hebrews chapter 2. For it became him for whom of all things and by whom of all things in bringing many sons to glory. God was many sons and the world was many sons.
God uses sons to make special people. And you make special people and call them to the world and you get them assigned to you. We test us often there, we carve down here, putting things right in the wrong before. It's now according to God, isn't it?
That's correct.
Principle according to design valuation, that's the service. When we have the, we think of the first thing that we've heard now, that we don't even have all of them now.
That's correct. You're a store of that, you do not aware.
Yes, sir. God began, the Lord Jesus began, the moment we were saved, forming up the image of the Lord Jesus as the Son.
Well, I think we are formed more or less. That's an idea of ending here. We are all the land we all face, the holding of the Lord, the holding of the Lord God, as his model in this image. From glory to glory, that's the moral change now. But here is the form of the image.
That's the hour for a lot of people. I think I learned the that they delude that. My little children, to whom I travel, travailed at birth, that gave this place before the enemy, that the moral image of Christ, the likeness of Christ, is lost. Yeah,
the idea of religion is focused on, to whom I travel again, in just a year, Christ might be found in you. He traveled in such instance for the deliverance from the bondage of but now we're going back to another matter. The bondage of the law. They travel again and they don't want it, the bondage of the law. But how do they come in that? From the wonder of the honor of what is the ministry of Christ and the deliverance of the law.
And this is when we look at the Lord Jesus in the nightmare.
And we talk about religion, people may like it as one. But we have the like it as one, no one. It's the image that that is going to be revealed. What does it mean to be like it?
A lot of people use it quite a bit of subject. Well, it would not be a religion. But it is an objective chapter one. But it makes man in our way an act of images represent different. Likeness is the example. That is big man in a room. That man might represent God in God's view. And after all, God resembles God morally. That when man sinned, he walked the likeness. But the same image. The image of the father. But you know, the Genesis chapter 1, he that sheddeth my blood, by much was what he shed for as much as he is in his blood. Genesis chapter 9, he showed it in the what does the chapter 11? A man ought not to cover his head because he is the image. And so it is what? That is still the same. Man is what the righteous, what the wicked. That's as far as man is concerned. But look at what is that one saying to the world? Who is the image of the invisible one, the first one of all creation? The not Christ in one way. The visible image of the invisible one. But as the first man was made in the image and the likeness of God, it's never been twice seen in the world. The image of God, it's never been twice seen in the world. It is the one. He was in the likeness of God, surely it's the one. But though the story is never in the likeness of God, there's got to be a likeness of God. And whether the God is true or not, surely he was made in the likeness of God. Image of God. Now, another table pointed out what involves the nature of the tongue of it to the image. The word of the tongue of it conveys more than outward appearance. The word is speech, matter, to matter. It involves much more than outward appearance. It is the expression of what constitutes the very nature and intent. That's very good. Brethren, that is not the best. The conformity will be complete. When we're informed, not to something monstrous, but with gentleness. We're not going to conform. Conform to their image. And this will be happening. Remember that. Remember the time. This is for Luther. This is for Luther. This is 15 after the image of the effort.
So we shall. So this is a future thing that's before us.
Correct.
and to be conformed. That is the ultimate of our destination. His destination is to be conformed.
His destination is not his salvation. People often do not before mind that his destination is salvation. But the very care is the part of destiny. So what we're going to do, the destiny is that we're going to be in the limits of our control, the limits of our own. When it comes to consider the destination of God, it's not predestinated to believe, it's not predestinated not to believe, it's not predestinated to heaven, and it's not predestinated to hell. It's predestinated to be God. That's the unit. But look at the apostle of the doctrine of the clear. Now, don't surely many brethren obey the business? He must have the same place among them. But he meant in the first one among many brethren. And the reason, of course, for him being the first one is that he is the prototype. He is it. And since he's a prototype, and we did it in it, we must have the first one place among them. The first box. It has to do with the place that you occupy.
The one first one that has 8 of 9 and 8 of 10. And the other two things that you use to understand. And another thing is the term of the generalist, the term of the dignity. On 2 days for rest, they will do on a time term. 2 days that looks up to the Jesus. But notice the purpose of God, coming with the divine offering there, was not the purpose of God. It was no revolution. He's not in the sphere. There is involved for knowledge and predestination. And thus there are two dimensional ones here I want to talk about. That's verse 28 and verse 29. Verse 28 says, we know. But verse 29, God for you. We know that God for you. But was your after thought, the reality matter. But both for knowledge and predestination, the connection with the kindness, faith in Jesus, before the one of Jesus, before time commenced with a man's form, and before then. Look at the here is that are some kind of definition of both knowledge and predestination. How do we define these four knowledge and predestination?
Knowledge has to do with person. Predestination with
I'm going to call it, not on the 7th of the morning, but actually, But it's not foreknowledge of sight, but of the mind. It's not the foreknowledge of each trustee and human being. Nor is it foreknowledge of sight for the person of God. It's the foreknowledge of the object of God and the what I'm not talking about. It's not what God did for me, it's who God did for me. My brother, you're right with yourself. I'm with that. For me, I am not the answer. Not the to be conformed to the English. The Lord suggested that this means to mark out the door. And notice, this was the road used of God. And the Jews of God, here in Romans 8, chapter 29, chapter. The Jews of God in Ephesians chapter 1, the designated kind of sanctuary. The Jews of God in Acts chapter 4, for the report of heaven, by hand and counsel of the heavens to do the 400 that were not here, and what can we do through the God of life? For we seek the wisdom of God in the mystery that every wisdom is God predetermined before the ages of the world. But he that remains is stronger than long and greater than and I want to repeat for a text at night. All of them. It's not predestinated. Okay. It's not predestinated to unbelief. It's not predestinated to heaven. It's not predestinated to hell. It's predestinated to the life of God. Now you may not feel a little bit of that today, but you come across as a covenant to do the right thing. That's predestinated. But in that sense, you'll be certain. But who he must be called, then you ought to glorify the heart of the conjunction not the anger of the heart of the heart. The demon is not the word of God. But who he must be called, then he also glorifies.
The order there of thinking of Melchizedek, king of righteousness and king of peace. Here we have justified first and Lord. Explaining all that God does for you and me and do it righteously.
I think that says, well, see that will come later. Who can make this God who is loving you? The end of the night should never on my face.
Who is Father?
You don't know that name yet. You're still a carrier. You don't know the combination of your father. The Son of God. Now, this is the secret. The second prophet is not known over in that chapter. The third prophet is written in that. So, we did that in the Roman, the other, that is, but he was made many of his thoughts. And we call it then also Israel. Now, here we have the development of the study of our eternal day. In verse 29, we follow the rest of the heart of the Father, Scripture, and the Father, who was trusted from heaveniness to eternity. For knowledge in the past, predestination by God's Son in the future. But verse 29 takes from eternity to eternity. But now in verse 30, we have a divine call in time. Not only in accordance with divine purpose, but as a Father, much has been pointed out, consistent with the divine character, who we call He also justifies.
He then says in verse 99, God's purpose, but in verse 30 we have the protest.
That's correct.
We shall see that the need lasts in verse 8. The love of salvation in its conception, in its conduct, and its consummation. In its conception, for knowledge, predestination. In its conduct, calling, justifying. In its consummation, glorifying. That means, these are things that want to be better. You can't take one of these away with all things in the gospel. You just omit one thing and hope for it. The God is the working together in power of the eternal
good. Don't let Swami argue with you. Leadership, Gertie.
That the sacrifice is no thought in the world of God anywhere of all the time. And that's what we can exercise in these very letters as a response to the reference to the not to the interstate of God's trust to the Lord. Of course, that's a practical part of the reference to the Lord. And the Lord is not done. In Romans chapter 4, the apostle speaks of God justifying the ungodly. But here it's not justifying the ungodly. It's God justifying those who are not and those who are destinated. Those who are called, not just the ungodly. I don't see God justifying. There's a justification of the call. Not quite what I mentioned. The call here is much more than the universal cry and call of the gospel. The God intends to be here and by everyone. Here is the call rather than the God. And call the coffin to the purpose of God. And the apostle is published here in the statement that God's call or purpose can never be experienced with God's righteous character. Now the second part. Two things to mention. Our calling and our privileges. This brings in the heart the divine and eternal life. Our second part of this particular thing brings in the heart the divine and eternal life. Now we have the third part in that circuit. But to be justified, then she also glorified. In the statement, believe God. And believe in God's eternal death, glorified. Thus the call, number one, is justified. That means they're called from guilt. But now they're pure of glory. The call of justified. You see, they're absolved from all guilt. And they're glorified, they're assured of glory. And, that's the point that we have. It also requires the future. Not just the past, but the future. Called, justified, good. And then here is something that is different. Now, the people of Father Constance said, one could never believe in the rest of any will, any thought of a holy. Now, verse 31 to verse 32. Verse 31. What do we then say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son. So what is the problem for us? We're saying now that we have to see this here in all of us. Look at what is the verse 31. The verse 32. He that spared not his own son. So the Lord will not put upon us. I shall not put him off the tree of your life. But what are the all things to which the apostles are standing here? God being a generous author. I want to point out here that it strikes me here that God being a generous author. given us creator's default. I would say, what is the significance of the definition of the default? Well, really, speak of the obstacle, speak of the obstacle, but the obstacle of the assumption is simply false. And we resume it, the thought of the world. And the author's work, I want to say, what is that of the author's already he that spares not his own son, he that spares not his son. A little bit of a thought. How should not be never with it? He's a great, the author's not his son. But it's the definite of the one that we call. And this limit is extended to the context. This limit is extended to the context. And the third, I believe, is that okay, all things one together for a good. That is partial knowledge, our predestination, events calling to demonstration, and future glorification. Seeing how the agenda fails. Now, there seems to be a suggestion, the way that the reason is followed. Three questions that create a raised by the problem. Verse 31. What shall we say? What will that say to be said? Verse 33. What can anyone say? Language is, who shall bring an accusation against anyone? Who shall bring an accusation against? What can anyone say? That's what it was. What can anyone do? Who would be the condemner? Not to be summed up in terms of three persons. That's the one. What will we say? That's the three. What can anyone say? That's what it was. What can anyone do? Who would be the condemner? That was the first one with that. Now, this is not the issue. What will then say to be said? If God was us, he wants to even live here. For the problem is, if God was us, who against us? Look at my expert, that's what you mean. If God was us, who against us? I think, of course, we are not a list of that. It's a list of conclusive evidence. Or you might read it, since God was us, who against us? Now look at the apostles. We have concluded evidence that God is God. And what is Paul asking here? Why, since the kingdom, has God given me freedom of all things? Can it be that God has given me freedom of all things? Is that too much to expect? That freedom and the gift of grace will not be used. I was born on predestined, called, justified, good. Is that too much? Look at why should we suffer? What are all these gifts compared to this? He who stands bears not his own glass, but those of us turn off. See my dear parents. But Paul is doing here is just this. He is reason from the greater to the less. He says, what are these all to consider with us? That God fears not his own son. That God fears not his own son to you. He's all fair. And much less compared.
Isn't there something there? Hearing of the gold thunder in Corinthians, the church is purchased with the blood of his own.
Acts 22.
There seems to be something that shows the tremendous cost that God gave up and the thought of it, that picture, the effulgence of God's glory was the one that he set on his own.
I pointed out the other day that the expression of Christ Christ in the chapter in God sending his own son in the likeness of precious sin, that he spared not his own son. The expression is similar, but not the same. In verse 1, as you found in the scripture, that's true. In that understanding is all about. But here's the temple of the
night.
Yes. He that spared not his own son, one precious to the heart of God.
And the other message, we noticed that the expressions that we use constantly were we, ye, me, and an for one man. But here, and it'll be seven times over, it's called his part. Verse 31, his part, his part. Again, in verse 32, he does not part. Here he gives us the all food. Verse 34, he named him the second part. There's no illusion in this, but it makes us known.
The Lord God is loving. The question asked is given this. Who could put an accusation against them? Number four, many accusations have charges measured against them as Christians. You are none of us. Another one is false. But we know that it's a charge against us. I'll drop you there. I'm going to do it in the old way. One was called a good father. Not a conscience. It's not the charge against us, because that's a charge to the enemy. And that's it. And if he's another one to do it, another one to hold it. So the father was all that was going to call the former. I committed charges against him, and that's the fact. In other words, those who stand with God, they are the beneficiaries of God's free grace. Not those who stand with God. Now that happens. And then the accusation is against them. Well, of course, Satan, the accuser of Adam, I hear, Revelation 17, Revelation 12, he is quite interesting. He accuses each one of guilt and sin. Why is that? They're no better than they are. Yet you've made them such beneficiaries of the man's death. That's what you're like. But God the judge has something to that. What good is that? Russia. Gloria Magdalena. Who has a passion and delay for the strength? I fear not my Lord. I deliver them up and a sacrifice for them. Thus, no charge can be laid against them now. They are pretty tough. They are acquitted of all guilt. They have declared right in my sight. Is that not the verdict of the man that is born? Who shall end the charge of God the letter? Remember, you are the God, and you are ready to spend the gift of God's free grace. And God is entitled to make us beneficiaries of his free grace, because he's dealt graciously with a gift. Now that's done before, and I mentioned this, and it's in the what can anyone do? Well, I'm going to give it. Who is he that condemns us? Now this is an advance of the accusation. It's not an accusation of it's who is he that condemns us. This is something in advance of later trial. What is this? This is the mandate of sinners. It's the mandate of sinners because of Roman Europe. Satan has been silent. Now the Lord steps forward. He demands the condemnation on the ground of a broken law. And the Lord makes them say, the Lord is holy and just and good. And the law, they have a check. If this court sets aside the law, the whole framework of justice disappears. And nothing else that he would make of it. Now in that case, she wrongs you too. I'm an advocate in the street for them. But here is an unusual advocate. He continues. In fact, this advocate is greater than unusual maximum of his powers. Mark for something. Who is the advocate? Well, the governor, that's the book, Christ the God. Jesus has risen, but even now, by the right hand of God, he has faith. What does this advocate have to say? Well, it's in London. I am God's Son. God's Son, who God delivered us. I'm God's Son, who God delivered us in the sacrifice. And asked, the sacrifice that I made to procure this justification on whom you demanded condemnation, the sacrifice I made to put an end to the claims of God's justice Well, he faces me there. And I'm here as a proof of that. I'm alive from the dead. I'm over the judge. You may ask the center of the issue. I'm here to play it. I'm over now. So satisfied with the sacrifice I made, so the give of the temptation, he the judge, whose justice is unimpeachable, has given me a place of supreme honor. Now the fear of the significance of that seven foot, who is he the condemner? Why is it God you have the innocent, who is even the recovery of God, who is also made intercession for us? What then is it not? The accusing voice is silent. The demand for condemnation is quashed. God is quashed. God is acquitted of guilt. Christ is his trial in the question of acceptance of condemnation, or when the fear of his death and his judgment is yours.
Another Satan accused us night and day yet.
Right.
If not, well then why do we need an intercessor?
I think the intercessor here is an individual. It's all an individual. To show that we're entirely sure that nobody can do it because God has us in mind. Nobody can do it because Christ. Not interceding in the sense of putting up with him. There's a part of the there and all the body of an accepted person at God. That's good.
And then this big plane, that's a Calvary, do you think he's cast down or he says about abuses night and day?
Or God. And that's the book of Revelation, yeah. Including the next year of the book. That is what we're regarding to the exceptional pattern in a coming day. What's the next one after a coming day?
Well, it's night and day.
Well, that's what it is. No, the temple cannot bring an accusation of power, can it? It's a good thing. It's a liberty to hear us to establish our yes. That's all we do.
Might we say that of what we have here in verse 33, there's no accuser, verse 34, there's no judge, and verse 35, there's no execution.
That's right. What Paul is establishing here as by the position of the Timothy of the Proverbs, that any who implies that any demand of condemnation is forever past, because God has dealt righteous with his guilt, and Christ is himself approved of it, that even of his death, and resurrection, and the position occupied as God has been part of that. Now that brings us to this, my brother, my sister. You must never think that Christ has ever been interceded with God for your forgiveness. You must never think that Christ has to plead before the throne of God the merit of his blood. It's not that strange thing. Believe it, my brother. He asked him to plead the merit of his blood. The moment that blood was shed, he probably reached up to the throne of God and there him with it.
This is why the ministry brother that he carries on.
It's just his presence. It's the fact that he's there.
There are many reasons, there are a number of that the two have a constant problem about sin. And if these verses were put into the book, then they would get a complete peace of mind. Because I come across them constantly, that they have never felt within their soul the good of the work of God. I want you to tell me that nothing.
Well now, let us just come back to this again. For those who enter and doubt the body, you have put their trust in Christ. You have asked yourself, what more can I do to this day? But put them in. And I want to assure you this. The moment you put your trust in Christ, God has quitted you of all the world. And the accusation I use it as good as well, that was against you. And the moment you put your trust in Christ, Christ appears in the presence of God for good. Not in the seeing, but in all the value of his expected.
Would this intercession here then be distinct from the intercession of Hebrews 7?
Yes, the intercession here is the balance of sin and the God of sacrifice. This discussion of Hebrew chapter 7 is in terms of the weaknesses and the problems of the world.
And this came also from 1 John 2, he said,
his advocacy again is a different line. I think his advocacy there is worth to us. He's called also as the conviction of the wrong of sin and to be the point of truth.
And it has there to do with fellowship with the Father.
At the restoration of fellowship, that's enjoyed from the success.
And
I've never heard this, I'm interested. The advocate is actually to make me feel the guilt that I've committed for the great fellowship.
Yes. One feels that many have a wrong idea of the advocacy of Christ. If any man sins, we have an advocate to the Father. It's not that it's pleading before the Father and then moving an advocate. An advocate is before the Father in the back for when he came. Now you know the word advocate is charity, one who called alongside. The Father does not call alongside the Father. He's called alongside the fact you sin. Thus, an advocate is with the Father and then moving an advocate. But if that was the success of human beings, for the long time, for what? To make us aware of our sin is not necessary. To convict us of the wrong of our sin and bring it to the point of confession. That is what has been of the advocate. But now we're going to make for 15 minutes left. Let's consider this last session. Let's consider the mind of the mind. The apostle is not dealing with outward fear. That's what we wanted, what will it say? That's what it is, what can anyone say? That's what the Lord said, what can anyone do? That's why we shall separate it from the love of God. Another part of God is for us. And if we're using voice, and to then voice is silent in the court of justice, that's the teaching text we're going to consider it. The sacrament in unison, in the hostile one, proportion to the measure of the interest, are not very possible. But none of these shall separate us from the love of Christ, the way that Calvary, and the fitted in the good way are in terms of the heavenly heart. Moreover, no extreme. Either time, that's the day, the time of his account. Even in terms of space, that's the night, time of death. Even in terms of dying, or living. Even in terms of the spirit life, the angel, the divine, or in terms of our humanity, human power. All of these measures are against us as human beings. None of these can separate us from the love of God. What love is that? The love of God that spares from the own God. But the love of God, but the divine love is assured because that the divine is assured in Christ Jesus, our God. Now in this section, it's not God who left, it is God. It is not one in the world, and that the sanctuary speaks in the language of that person. And notice the fact that he says, in the position from Psalm 24, I was written, for by the faith we are killed, the one is true to death, all very long, you are accounted as sheep for the water. No teaching to us here, we have the occasion. We have the conscience of suffering. I will be carried by suffering. What is the key of the suffering? For life. Notice here, it's not suffering for one who's fallen, but suffering for his death. And that's what happened here next. The political, the religious world today, they're resisting the death penalty for others. The more we're going to be today is due. things that God has called political or religious. That might be wrong. Abraham ruled in the kingdom test. There was no claim of God. I cannot understand it. Of every doctrine of normal
spirit.
In Rome, it's not only ascendant, not the word of God, but down to time. There was no claim for a Christian religion. But it wasn't a lot. It will be in the future. The love of all human man, I gave up to his religion. I'm repenting God, but I choose them, that Rome will not forget. Not the consequences of the suffering. All the way wrong. Conflict for the suffering. All the way wrong. Then, the cause of the suffering. Kill. Or accounted or reckoned as sheep for the slaughter. As the central sheep compensates for the slaughter. I believe the Lord is coming soon, rather than very often, this will be a lie. I know this is true. Let's look at my new relation for this, that they get rid of themselves. Perhaps for them, not for us, but you, who say before we go back to the fire, you can follow them. There are some things that they want to say, I don't ask the Christ that seem to affect the whole section of what could affect the child of God. Some of them are actually internal. That word distress, doesn't that have to do with the effect it will have upon my character and being? Famine would affect my character and being, you know?
Distress.
But it's a distress. Yeah. Some of these come from without, don't they, as far as men are concerned? Famine, of course, could be just the everyday causes of life. And the child of God is not immune to many of it, is it? The poverty that might not be, the nakedness of course. The restricting the various aspects of life that you and I could pass through, you do in those days.
Liberation has the luxury to be and if they handle it, in the sense of a searching and a general end, and maybe what's wrong? It's not a particularization of the various forms of tribulation. But we go to the last many times. Shall tribulation. Not shall death tribulation. Because that's from the last human. We shall not even do a deep tribulation of a gift tribulation. For the one Jesus said, in the world we shall have tribulation. But I will come to God.
Why is there any reason why we've escaped this and this? John writes here about us, a brother and companion in tribulation. And every age that seems to be told to suffer from the testimony of Jesus. But we know very little of it.
Yes.
You know what would be?
Well, I think the answer is very simple. The devil starts with the people. Violence and corruption. And another day, he has a spirit of corruption. Because we are not as true to the world as we want to be. And there's little difference in the children of the world today. I tell you, if we were meant to be one of them, and when they would have come, we would experience much more tribulation. I think probably not that I know this man which I was in the street, I would have had a change a lot for him. But when that is united, I don't know this now, what can it be for at home in Manchester? Even though it's standard in a football ground, you'll be there. When someone else starts to go there, that's and then there was a house behind that made a corner of time.
Aby sme sa na výrož čuli slovo a aby sme sa na výrož čuli slovo a aby sme
There are probably not a minority here in North America anyway. And they have a fact that behind the Iron Curtain there are millions of believers. They're starting to experience the tribulation of Jesus.
But this is a minority.
No, I mean a minority amongst believers.
Almost with I shouldn't think that's not right. That's not right. Why did you all say it? But It's a question of a problem of a present life. of understanding about the life to come. I don't think so. But the possible thing is just this. Things that are going to be present, not the present problems, the present contributions, they have a tender idea. The things that might come in the future, they, whatever they might be, they won't have a tender idea either. I mean, also, if you have them, the apostle doesn't speak of things that are past. Things are present, and things are come. You have to speak of things that are past. I want to come. But what also is the case for granted? The fact that here has proved to us that nothing is separated from the love of God. It's not power. She and him. Not the spirit world. Or the world of mankind. Did a spirit world stand with us in here? On the world of mankind of sounds on the world of death. Not a beast of separate. No fight, no death. Not might be time to act. It might be time to hell. Nor any other creature. Paul says, if there be any other created person, nothing excepted. So maybe the separator for the thought of God. That is signed in Christ. And reaches us in all the fullness.